welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And can you believe it that we have finally reached the end of the book of Philippians, at least here for our Drivecast and our devotions that our writing team has put in together for this. Your campus may still have another Sunday or two of preaching through the book of Philippians, but for our sake of the Drivecast here, just excited to kind of get to the conclusion of this letter. Man, how impactful has this letter been? I don't know about for you, but man, it has been such an encouragement to me in my life that the God who began a good work will see it through to completion, that I'm to live my life in a manner worthy of the gospel, right? That I'm to have the same mind of Christ, who did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, right? That I can live my life for the glory of God, right? That the things that I thought were gains in my life, that I can consider them as loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. There's just so many wonderful statements that we can go to that we just see over and over again, that because of our relationship with Jesus, that God can be the source of unshakable joy. And so I hope that your heart has been blessed and encouraged. And as we finish, we're going to read just from Philippians chapter 4, the last few verses, verses 18 through 23. And one of the things that these verses hit on is around the generosity of the Philippian church. Specifically, let me just read to you from verses 18 and 19. Paul says these words, "I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." And so one of the things Paul acknowledges to the Philippian church there is that they have been generous, that Paul has had some needs in terms of his ministry. And as he's seeking to spread the gospel, and even as now he's in house arrest and awaiting whatever may be in front of him, but he is seeking still to serve the Lord. And so they sent a gift with Epaphroditus, really a financial gift towards Paul to help him. And he just talks about how that is a fragrant offering, right? That he talks about how he is well supplied, that he has been blessed by their generosity. And he wants to encourage them that if for you and me, anytime we think about being generous, we think about what we're losing, what is going out. But Paul says that my God will supply every need of yours according to his glorious riches. It's again this reminder to the Philippians and to you and me that we cannot outgive our God. And I don't know about you, as I think about my resources that I've had, whether it's my time or the gifts, and especially my financial resources, I can tend to see them and view them in a couple of different categories. One of those is I can see them, I can be guarded with my resources, right? That I can look at those and think about, man, how can I hold on to these? How can I protect these? How can I make sure I've got enough savings and enough set aside? And I can really just be protective about, man, I want to make sure that I feel really good about my pile that's here, right? I want to guard and protect my resources. Or I can look at my resources and I can be greedy with them. That I can say, how can I get more so I can gain more? Like, how can I get and use more of my resources so that I may be able to experience more of some of the pleasures here on earth, and so to buy things or to get things because I'm seeking to fulfill some sort of longing in my soul and my heart, that I can be guarded and I can be greedy with my resources. But yet what this text is reminding me is that I need to be generous with my resources, right? That rather than being guarded or greedy, that generosity, right, is the key to really experiencing kind of this fragrant offering, this well supplied, this idea that as I give towards God and his kingdom, that I can receive back even more than I can even imagine. And I'm not talking about a prosperity gospel that, man, as you give to God, he's going to return that back to you financially. He may not, right? I don't know what God's intentions and plans are with that. But what I see from this text and from scripture is that as you and I live a generous lifestyle, is that God meets us in every way that we can imagine. A church that I follow that was talking about recently about how they've tried to be a generous in terms of sending people to start new campuses and new groups and new churches. They said that their church did an extensive study looking at, as they've sent people out, what's kind of been that look like? Because sometimes there's this fear, as I send people out in my life group or as I send people out to start new campuses, that we're losing things, that we're taking a net loss. And he said that as they looked at that study, they saw that at their church, that for every one person that was sent out from their congregation, the Lord has brought 30 more people in their place. How incredible is that, right? That if God is going to replace and meet our needs with people resources, right? as people go and start new life groups or start new campuses or start new churches, the idea of what we're losing, the Lord has brought back even more so. And that's true of our finances. As we seek to give more towards God and His kingdom, the Lord provides for us. And so I just want to encourage you with that today, that as you think about your resources, right, are you guarded with those? Do you have a protective mindset around those things? Are you greedy? Are you thinking about, man, how can I use these? Man, I'm so glad that I've got these resources or this money or this thing so that I can go and enjoy these kinds of things. It's really about how can I enjoy them for my own good? Or are you generous? Are you thinking about how you can be generous with the resources that God has entrusted to you? And maybe for some of you, as you're listening to this, as you think about generosity, is perhaps maybe you think about giving towards your campus. Perhaps that's not been a step that you've taken, right? That maybe you haven't given or not on a regular basis. For some of you, you are incredibly generous. You live this out and you are an incredible blessing. And I bet you could be a testimony to say how God has met your needs and how you have seen the Lord bless you from being that generous towards His kingdom. And then maybe for some of you, you think about that you're being a little bit more guarded towards those. And maybe to think about how can you give more generously towards the Lord's kingdom purposes, both here in Central Ohio and abroad. And so I just want to pray for us as we head into the holiday season, that God would mark you and I with generosity rather than guardedness or greediness when it comes to our resources. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, what a great joy this letter has been, and how fitting it is that Paul ends these words by just thanking the Philippians for their generosity, which is so, I feel like, so true, God, that the reason why Paul can testify to the Philippian church, to the believers there, of their generosity, is because, God, they're mimicking the God who has been so generous to them. That the God who began the work will see it through to the completion, that the God is so generous in His grace giving to His people, that God, we can continue to be generous towards You. And so I pray for myself and I pray for anyone listening, God, as we think about our resources, that in the times when we are tempted to be guarded around those things, Lord, that we would think about how we could be generous, how You are so generous towards us, and how we can trust You by being generous towards Your kingdom and Your purposes. And may we be marked by that. Lord, as we think about potentially being greedy, especially around the holiday times, about what we can get and what we want and what we want to experience, and yet in the midst of that to say, Lord, You are the one who satisfies the longings of my soul. And so, Lord, one of the ways that we combat greediness is by being generous. And so, Lord, I'm just so grateful because so many folks listening and are part of LifePoint live this out. They are generous. And yet I know for some of us, God, we do struggle with this. And so, Lord, would You help us? Would You help us to be marked by generosity because of how generous You are, God, towards us in sending Your only Son to take all of our sin and to give us all of His righteousness in through our faith and trust in Him. So, God, we love You, we trust You, and we can't wait to see what You're going to do in and through the people of LifePoint and Your kingdom here in Central Ohio and around the world. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, would you take a few moments now and would you just pray? Pray perhaps for your own generosity and how you could be a reflection of God's kingdom where you live, work, and play. Would you take a moment and pray?